Like the kind of guy that ain't afraid to go dancing down at Knuckle Junction. Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, is that you, Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
It's the Grease Man from DC 101. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Ryan?
Hey, a friend of yours, Jerry, called me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you know Jerry?
Yeah, I know Jerry.
Yeah, he told me a story of manly behavior, Mike.
What?
He told me that you threw your wife out. You threw everything out the window.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I almost threw her out the window. I probably should have.
You threw the stereo out the window and everything.
The stereo, the TV.
The TV, too?
I threw her cat out the window.
The cat?
Yeah, man.
My day.
I tell you, man, this woman made the stereo look like a saint, buddy.
Well, how did you... You did it because you finally caught her cheating on you, right?
Yeah, man.
And how do you know that she was? Are you sure?
Well, there were snail tracks left in my car seat, you know?
Yeah, man.
I mean, you know, things were kind of tough.
Yeah, I understand.
You know, but
is that all the evidence you have? Was a couple of California potato chips, or is there actual more bona fide proof?
Oh, there's definitely more bona fide proof, like a guy jumping out of my front door with his underwear on when I came home unexpectedly.
Oh, man.
It was wild, you know?
It must have been wild. So she's like a course she once had in high school. She's history. I can understand how you feel, buddy. Well, take it easy. I'm glad you can laugh about it. That's the main thing. You ain't alone. Estelle cheated on me, too. Of course, I didn't have as bona fide proof as you had. I became suspicious Estelle was cheating on me when I noticed her nipples started tasting like old cigars.
You don't think